American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, Old School, coming at you live 1040 O Street on this Friday. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th up there in the O, in Maple, 168th and Maple up there in the O. We've said it before at the end of this, how much does the U.S. need a young and upcoming superstar? You're probably 0 for 2 in Zion and what's the knucklehead in Memphis? Ja Morant. Now they could come back, but you need a bona fide, clean cut, professional, legitimate superstar to continue along this. I think as much as people want to like look at KD, you know, taking the chump route and going to Golden State and LeBron with the super team, so forth and so on, Kyrie and those guys and Steph, is that, you know, you don't appreciate how good they and how dominant they were. They're like to have those four guys to come into the league in four uniquely different ways. You know, LeBron had the pressure of the world and he's exceeded expectations. KD was kind of the unicorn. And then he went to OKC and then obviously never was able to get over the hump with that stupid roster that they had, which is crazy. Then you had Kyrie, who was kind of played like three games at Duke. And then next thing you know, he just had the superior skill. And then he has a different way of thinking. And then you have Steph, who changed the game because more people are walking around on the face of the earth with his size and inability, not ability, but you can learn how to shoot the three like him. But he was a guy that nobody believed in when he got drafted. Said he had bad ankles, defensive liability, wasn't strong enough. And now he's obviously changed.
Where are you going to play him?
Yeah, where are you going to play him? In the first couple years, they didn't play him. It took Mark Jackson, along with Draymond and Klay, to find a way to take that roster and really focus in on their talents. That's how superstars and great players and legendary players are created. You know, different than when the Patriots got lucky and got Tom Brady. It was like, man, you know what? This dude actually has a mind for the game and is willing to play a role until he becomes a superstar. It's kind of like what Steph did. So USA basketball is obviously most likely going to win, hopefully, the gold. But also is put USA basketball and the upcoming players on notice immediately.
Not tomorrow. Not yesterday.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
I think Zion would have been the one to be the face because, again, we haven't seen a guy at that size move like he has. And he had the social media pop,
yeah,
right? He was already a worldwide phenomenon by the time he got to the
Duke
NBA.
Yeah.
By the time he got to Duke, he was. By the time he got to the NBA, he was even oof more.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I mean no disrespect to Ant or anyone else. I don't think the next American face of the league is in the league yet. And I'm not even going to say my boy Cooper Flagg, right? He's going to be on the short list. Class of 25, AJ DeBanza.
It's going to be somebody.
He's a baller.
Yeah,
I
know. I've seen him. It's going to be somebody that, because the way LeBron came in, I don't think these kids are mentally strong enough to handle that type of pressure and be willing to go to a crappy franchise like Cleveland.
Or have the right circle around them.
Have the right circle around them and the mental focus. And still, LeBron's, you know, one of the top players in the world right now, still at, you know, 20 years in the league, right? He ain't slowing down. And I don't think the focus is there. So it's going to be somebody that's got to get in the right situation with the right organization, the right coach, and then it kind of, you know, propels them up there. But it's got to be somebody, or and it's got to be more than one. It's got to be a group of guys that actually want to, you know, step up and take the mantle, because, you know, KD and those guys can't play forever. They just can't, and that's the way it is. And so, you know, the young superstars now in the NBA don't reside here or weren't homegrown here. You got to think, like, you know, with Shea Alexander, you know, he kind of, you know, he's from Canada. Yeah, it's close, but he's not from U.S. You got to think with Luka and the Joker and all them, and they're not obviously from the U.S.
Well, I mean,
Giannis included,
right,
you know,
to know that Europe attaches themselves to young talent earlier
and develops them
to do more with them for longer. That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Youth basketball, and by youth, I mean anything pre-college.
Yeah.
Is about money here in America.
Yeah.
There are too many pirates. There are too many hustlers. There are too many people who are here to make money off of it rather than to grow it. And when you hear the traditional basketball folks have the conversations about what AAU is doing to basketball, I think they're missing the layup. Because there's a disconnect between AAU and high school basketball in that they won't work together and they won't get on the same plan for how it is. Team USA has an opportunity, but it's too late in the game at 18 and under to get America's best players playing international style basketball. It's new to them then. They're not getting it at 15, 16, 17 because those players are so good at working on individual stuff. They don't have time to work on team stuff.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you know, when you think of just like load management and stuff, a lot of these guys get too much run in the youth sports. Mm-hmm. And they don't, and it's a commitment level. I mean, there's a plethora of things. If you want to just look at like locally, like they, you know, the high schools or the, whether it's Omaha or Lincoln, you got to be more competitive. Why? You got to be more competitive. So that means you got to hire actually real coaches. You got to do that stuff. And there should be some overlap, right? You should be, if you're in, and this also is on the coaches too. You can't be a coach and say, you know, I'm only coaching while like I'm on the, you know, LPS calendar. You can't be just a coach because you want to just be lucky enough and get guys to come to your school and you're not invested in those guys. And then as far as like the skill development, it's also then on the parents too, where like there's too many options out there for them. So that means you don't really necessarily have to dedicate yourself to being at practice and becoming a better player, because at the end of the day, you will play. Now, where they do over in Europe, they practice more than they play. So the games mean more, right? That's why you don't see guys really be upset if they lose, because they know they always got another game.
And I think part of the problem sometimes too is that it's the one-on-one skill development that's replaced practice instead of augmenting it,
right?
I mean, everyone can go practice 5-on-5 or go with their team. But I think in some cases, that's why guys will leave their high school to go somewhere else, where they get prioritized instead of growing, learning, building chemistry, building that culture, laying the foundation, all that good stuff. I'm not saying it's completely gone, but I think we've moved from a culture where, you know, everyone went to practice 5-on-5 and then you did your skill work, to my practice is my skill work.
I'm going to go to skill. Like, I had kids and I was like, you know, they'll miss practice. Where you at? He was like, oh, I had a workout. Well, bro, like, working out against cones ain't going to do no good. Like, dunking against air and doing all that stuff, five, six dribbles and all that, you ain't going to get that off in high school. If you think, I'm going to tell you this right now, if you in Lincoln, if you think you're going to do that garbage playing against like Millard North, Bellevue West, let me tell you something, they're going to throw that stuff in the first row, then you're going to be frustrated, then you're going to be up there mad because the coach isn't playing you. And I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle, because there's a lot of really good trainers out here. The problem is this: you're not teaching the kids when to use it. These kids aren't invested in basketball. They're invested in themselves. I got kids that are showing up and they're like, you know, like they're just trying to get theirs. Like, bro, like nobody's looking at you when you're a loser. If you're in the loser's bracket, you ain't getting looked at. Because at this point in time, the way that everybody plays, and this goes to Austin's point, and this is your point in DP, when you have everybody doing the same thing, training it, like, okay, we're going to work on your in and out dribble, one-on-one game, getting your bag and all that. So if you're a college coach or a scout going there, You don't. There's no difference between anybody else. If height is all the same, that's within reason. You get what I'm saying? So if you're a 16-year-old kid and everybody's doing and playing the same, right? Running to the three-point line, to the corner, dribble, drive, kick out, shoot a three, or you're trying to get a run out, or you're just going to come down and shoot 45 threes, you ain't no different than the dude in Kansas. Now, the difference is if you have a kid that's like 6'6", 6'8", and he's able to do it, okay, then now you're like a Cooper Flagg and you guys are going to start getting recruited. And then you got to also deal with some of the parents and their expectations. And these people are just wild, dude.
Well, you're not spending time on character. You're not integrity. You're not academics. You're not IQ. You're not investing in those things. And again, which is my problem with the star system. Tell me where heart qualifies.
Yeah.
Character. Like, oh, how hard the person practices. What star is that?
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you're wasting time. You're wasting time. You're just casting your eye and whatever you get, you get. The reality is you can build. We always said if there's two players who average 15 points a game, I'm going to keep producing the kid that knows how to study, the kid that knows how to practice, the kid that knows how to be a decent human being. I'm not going to burn $250,000, and I'm not going to let a Power 5 coach come to my school or my program and pull a $250,000 bust out of my system. Because that's my name and that's my reputation, and I'm not really helping them.
But that's few and far between, though. Coach, listen, back when you were coaching DP, back when I was getting coaches, their badge of honor was getting a player that...
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid Jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Necessarily wasn't getting looked at, getting him a chance to go to school, getting him some money. You know, like, you know, you got these. You know, the funniest thing I heard, I was coaching, you know, as a game. Heard this dude around here in Lincoln, he passed me. He's like, oh, that's that football guy, right? That's how dumb people are around here. Like, you think I'm going to take my time out of my time, think I don't know what I'm talking about in basketball, is the football? Yeah, I play football, but I talked to some of these kids, and I remember watching this, was it Bradley Van Fleet that was at Wichita State? Was at Toronto, but he just signed a big deal with Houston. And they asked him about how he was able to make it. And he said, and he essentially was telling everybody the answers to the test. Said, if you're a small guard, the first thing that you got to do is be a problem 94 feet on defense. The second thing is your turnover to assist ratio has got to be impeccable. Number three, you got to hit open threes, and it's not coming down and jacking up threes. Now, if you tell some kids that right now, they're going to listen to you that. They're going to get in the car, and their parents are going to tell them something else. They're going to go to a trainer, and they're going to do all this stupid stuff. When you got a professional dude that's your size, there's more guys walking around and playing AAU basketball his size, Van Fleet size, than there is Steph or LeBron and all those guys. But that's where it's all missed. There's whereas like in Europe, you know, when you read about Joker and Giannis, listen, they'll send you to that stuff, and it's like the parents aren't involved. Because then they want the finished product is what you see.
Well, the out NHL there. Has a history. Soccer, right.
has a European
we're gonna
soccer.
We're going to take them out of the situation that currently exists, because ultimately we're going to be mission based. Too many high school and AAU coaches are there for their paycheck rather than anything else.
Sure,
and that's as simple as I can make it for people. I can identify a good coach, because if you're coaching simply by doing the right thing, like that's
That's 80%.
Like 80%. How simple is that?
It's 80%. You'll win 80% of your games. Don't turn the ball over. Play hard. Make layups and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a thing, right? Yeah. Do you know how? Forget about all the other stuff,
right?
Like, because you can't recruit yourself. You have to build yourself and let recruiting happen.
Yeah.
Never focus on. Listen, I don't need a victory tape of you with 32 dribbles and a pull-up jumper.
Right.
Like, no, your work is going to be when you're competing. When you're competing. And if you haven't done the work before then. Yeah. I can look at your game film and tell me whether you're talented or whether you're practicing or whether you're a good teammate. The way you play shows up.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me when you hear, like, hear high school coaches. Like I always look at you like sideways when you start talking about like athletic and all that stuff. Yeah, you got to be athletic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you're saying, I know you would never do right by your kids, because you up here trying to play, like, I call it the DNA pool,
mm-hmm.
right? So you want to athletic to play in like class? Nah, bro. Like, that's not happening. That's like an AU mentality, and then you trying to sit up there behind like the desk at your high school talking about it. That's the easy way to do it.
That's luck.
It's luck. Because you're not always going to have an athletic team. You better start developing guys both mentally and physically on and off the court. And you better learn how to accentuate what dudes have as a basketball player and start doing that. And then another thing, you got to start holding guys accountable. Like, you can't sit up. Like, you're not doing anybody any favor. You're having a dude come down, chuck up some threes and all that other stuff. I sit there and watch it. I mean, it's like, dude, I don't know what the hell you're doing. You guys get these dudes 6 days a week, counting the games. Well, you got two games, four practices. You're only off on Sunday. I get to barely get these dudes 3 hours in practice and go play four games.
And you got to correct all the.
And you can't walk and chew gum.
Listen, we went.
You can't shoot free throws. You can't shoot a three. And you got 3 hours a game. And these dudes, and the thing is, I always tell these kids, your parents pay all this money, right? Right? So you should be invested in here. But you invested in a dude that don't give a damn about you. I said, listen, when you get cut or something, your name ain't going to be on a piece of paper. And they ain't going
to
return your.
He's not showing up at the games to see that the work pays off. Look, we went through, and it didn't matter whether I was coaching at a millionaire school in the Woodlands, Texas, a 6A high academic academy in Utah, whether it was a 6A high volume, hey, I can compete with Flint Hill and Dematha in Northern Virginia.
Right.
It didn't matter. I never got to choose talent. But what I always knew, I wanted to produce military academy kids. I wanted kids that could go to West Point Naval Academy, Air Force. I wanted kids that could go to Ivy League, that could get into UVA, that could get into Baylor, right? And if we did those things, the other stuff always took care of itself. Yeah. I'll say it again and again. I've never had the most talented players.
Yeah, but in high school, you're never really going to have the most talented players.
Right.
The Miller North team, when they had all those guys in Bellevue. And I mean, that's like a once in, you know, we were blessed to see that state tournament. And let's not forget, Creighton Prep took them to the wire. East was good. I think Burke was there. I mean, so, you know, that's a once in a, you know, 10, 12 year period. You're never going to really
call them generational.
You're never going to have that much talent on a team year in and year out. So you got to actually coach. You better get your butt out there and get to some of the youth games and start opening your mouth. They're walking around with your hat down and acting like you can't speak. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's better about you and it ain't not about.
Well, no, you better open up your mouth, because if you want to get guys to go to your school and start getting guys, you know, in the, you know, the kind of like you're always being able to, reload. You better start creating some relationships with people.
Yeah.
And getting out there and being, you know, if you get out and being invested in the kids. Don't just stand up there and say, I'm the coach and you're going to do all that. And then you sit back and just, you know, do what you do and just run your system. But I mean, you're spending a lot of time doing it. Now, I know it's not as easy as everybody thinks, but it's not as hard as everybody makes it.
It's not easy, but like you say, DP, it's simple.
Yeah.
I say this. I'm not an exceptional X and O guy. I'm not an exceptional Jimmy and Joe guy. What I'm really good at is simplifying.
Yeah.
I'm really good at whatever the sport is. And again, winning 78% of games in three sports in four states with the same rules.
So it's portable.
Right? It doesn't matter whether I'm in an urban area, suburban area, rich area, white area, dark area. It didn't matter. You find a way for rules, because the rules of the game don't change.
No.
And if I've got 11 6-foot white kids, or if I've got 10 6-foot-5 black kids, the basket is the same. The rules are the same. Yeah. And I better figure out how to get them to play this game, whatever, within those rules, the best way possible.
You sound like a guy that took a tape measure to the free throw line and up to the basket once or twice.
Oh, I got a little Hoosier in me. Listen, we like to say we're the accumulation of all the people that coached us.
Right.
I'm blessed enough that I listened to smart people. I had John Thompson, Dom Capers, Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Like, I had some really smart coaches around me. Listen, because I'm not smarter than any of them.
Yeah.
I just need to pay attention enough that, look, if I'm going to play in a gym where the one of the greatest coaches that ever lived coached in, I need to carry some of that with me. And it's real simple that, listen, parents, be parents.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. I mean, look, man, look, you can watch, I can watch a game and not be, you know, in particularly, like, happy about stuff. I ain't going to be up there. I ain't going to no coach's office.
Right.
If a coach sees me, you know it's a problem.
Yeah.
And it has probably had nothing to do with basketball. This is something else. But, you know, it's definitely an issue. I just wonder if you're a coach. Now, there's some schools in Lincoln that just don't have the numbers, so you're pretty much going into a fight with almost two hands behind your back, right? But I know there's coaches that got good numbers. I don't understand why you're not competitive. Because when I know you're not truly competitive, when you start talking to me, I call it about the DNA gene pool. If you start talking to me, I'll just look at you just like that. All right,
yeah, we don't have those dudes.
It's not even that.
We don't have that.
It's not even that. When you start talking to me about that, and you're not talking to me about basketball, then that means you don't really. That means you just roll the ball out and you try to get guys just to go to this place and that place. So I would ask you this: what happens if you don't have athletic guys? You just going to just go into the athletic director and say, well, you know what? We don't have any college players, so we're going to just go 5-20 this year until we get some guys coming up.
Boy.
Well, then what happens if you do got guys that are coming up and then there's other schools that got guys that are just as athletic? So now you're going to put your coaching hat on?
You went 8-17 that year instead of 5-20.
Yeah, I mean.
Dusty used to simplify. He goes, listen, baseball is a game of throwing, catching, hitting. He goes, and you notice that I can stop right there. And if I can't coach you to throw, to hit, and to catch, doesn't matter how tall, how fast. It doesn't matter. Basketball, listen, can you shoot? Can you dribble? Can you rebound and defend? We can talk about football. Can you tackle? Can you run? Yeah. Can you catch football? Can you throw it? Like,
and all the fun stuff after that comes after you do those things and you teach those things. So it's a
miss me with that.
It's definitely a unique experience. Yeah. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, talk a little Husker football, see who's the most important. You know, I think next segment we're going to talk about in the Big Ten, what team has the preseason hype that might, the moment might be too big and they might dookie down the leg. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.